Today is May Day, the annual recognition of International Workers Day, and the historical triumphs of labor unions across the country. Philadelphia commuters can expect road closures as labor unions gear up to protest throughout the day against unfair office practices. WHYY's Eric Nixon tells us more.
The Workers Over Billionaires event, hosted by Philadelphia Council AFL-CIO, will take place at City Hall starting at 4 later today. The city's special events office announced planned road closures around City Hall starting at 3 and ending around 6. Commuters can track road closure updates via the Department of Transportation's website and social media. Commuters can also check SEPTA's website and social media for delays and detours. Eric Nixon, WHYY News.
The group Resistencia en Acción is leading a May Day march through part of Princeton, New Jersey, starting tonight at 6. Lead organizer Jenny Lopez says the idea is to send a message of solidarity to workers and to call for ICE detentions to come to an end.
We're still here, and by we, I mean Resistencia, but also our impacted community. Our slogan for this year is the working class over billionaires. Workers' rights are human rights.
The march will begin at Princeton's Fountain of Freedom at 6, as I mentioned, and some street closures in the downtown area are to be expected. Checking sports, the Phillies had a great day outside yesterday. They swept the Giants at Citizens Bank Park. They won their split doubleheader. They won the first game 3-2, the second one 6-5 under the new team manager. The team is enjoying a three-game winning streak as it heads to Miami to play the Marlins tonight. And the 76ers beat the Celtics in Game 6 of their playoff set in South Philly last evening, 106-93. This forces a Game 7 to be played in Boston tomorrow night. And tomorrow, the Flyers take on the Carolina Hurricanes in the second round of the NHL playoffs in Raleigh.